just had the most fabulous supper at James Ramsden's Supper Club, and you're standing next to me, and everyone's drinking coffee and eating the most marvellous marshmallows, James. How do you pull this off? Because it's pretty incredible.
That's very sweet of you to say, Vanessa. I don't know, it sort of always comes together, and I'm sort of quite a firm believer when it comes to cooking and feeding any number of people, particularly when we've got 20 people or 21 people like we do here, is it's terribly boring. But organisation, actually, I enjoy the evening so much more because I get things done ahead. And so by 7:30, when everyone turns up, I know exactly what I'm doing. And it just sort of happens, and it's huge fun. I mean, you know, the day before, it's not stressful, but it's a lot of work and sort of pulling things together and, you know, trying to get the vegetable guy to bring the veg at the same time as the meat guy so I can start cooking, as opposed to all these things. But it's great fun. We love doing it. And when we got a nice crowd in, like we do tonight and like we do most nights, it's a joy.
I mean, I have to admit that everybody immediately got on. It was like going to a dinner party. It was just incredible. And I met the most fantastic people here this evening and had a really lovely time getting to know completely new people. So does that always happen to people? Always kind of gel like that? Because it's got such an atmosphere for a room full of people who don't necessarily know each other.
On the whole, it does. We have the odd moment where people are obviously a bit uncomfortable. But like you say, it's like a dinner party, and the same thing happens with those. But I think that on the whole, the kind of people who come to a supper club, they kind of know the vibe. They know that it's about sort of slightly throwing yourself into something that's a bit alien. And they tend to go for it. And also Mary makes Moscow mules at the beginning, which are fairly punchy. So, you know, inhibitions are lowered very quickly. And so, yeah, but tonight definitely feels like it's been a good one in terms of just people getting on and just chatting away and having a nice time.
And the menu this evening has been pretty seasonal and straightforward. How did you put that together?
Well, the menu tonight, I mean, it was sort of billed as a celiac night because Rosie, who's here, not my Rosie, a different Rosie, said, oh, well, I'd love to come to your supper club, but I'm celiac and I don't want to be a bore. So I thought, well, I'll just do a gluten-free night. And it doesn't have to be sort of gluten-free pasta and all those dreadful things we associate with celiac food, but just normal cooking, the way I cook, but just it happens to be devoid of gluten. So, you know, I think it's a sort of given these days that one does think about seasonality and one does think about locality and all these things, and so I don't sort of want to big that up too much, but you know, it's October, so we've got a wild mushroom broth with chilies and ginger and sort of good warming things. It's been a miserable day, and then a sort of chicory's just about in. I mean, it's more quite a winter leaf, but with some corgan, so a very classic combination. But I sort of burnt the chicory, charred it, and then had a pickled pear with it and some gorgonzola, and then a sort of caramelised walnut soil, if you will. It sounds very Heston-y, but actually it was just caramelised walnuts with some smoked salt, which I blitzed, so it was quite sort of fine and granular. Sort of the idea was that it'd be like breadcrumbs, but because celiacs can't eat breadcrumbs, can't eat bread. So that was sort of playing on that. And then some amazing short ribs, which were braised and with some
real melt in the mouth they were.
Yeah, it was gorgeous meat from Smithfield via Marky Market, and then roast garlic mash and some green beans, and then a gluten-free chocolate cake, and then some marshmallows.
So I have to tell you, I'm going to say, I mean, the chocolate cake I stuttered and stumbled over because you've given me the recipe, but I'm really grateful because it's absolutely delicious. The marshmallows were to die for, and actually, I'm going to tell you, I don't think I've ever eaten such nice marshmallows in my entire life. So that is absolutely one of those recipes I'm going to have to put in, and they will be forever known as James Ramsden's marshmallows in my house.
Well, really, they're Ollie Thring's marshmallows, because we did a game night together here about a year ago, and he made some marshmallows, which were amazing, and I thought, what a cool thing to do. My twist was just adding the rose water, which seemed to be nice, and I had some rose petals left from Ravinda Bogle's night here. So yeah, they're such a cool thing to do, and they're a bit of a faff, but not massively challenging. They're just quite fiddly. But I was pretty chuffed with how they came out, so I'm glad you like them too.
James, if anyone's listening and wants to come to one of your supper clubs, where do they go to find out a little bit more about you?
Well, best bet is to go to my website, which is jamesramsden.com. There's information there. Or just send me an email. Email address is on the website. And I'll put you on the mailing list. And, you know, Bob's your uncle.
It's an absolute delight to be here. Thank you very, very much. It's been brilliant.
Well, very nice of you to come, Vanessa.